It's 836, 24 before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Our next guest on our Newsmaker Hotline is Chief Political Correspondent for the Washington Examiner, Byron York. He is, of course, one of our great reporters that we have out there tracking down stories. His new book is called Obsession. It is a great read. We'll get to his book in just a second. Byron, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. So I wanted to get your reaction to the Senate report that just broke on the Biden family, the Johnson-Grassley report. I know you've tweeted some stuff out here this morning, but this is pretty serious. They're talking about likely criminal activity here.
Well, there's some things I think most of us didn't know. For example, it reports that Hunter Biden's company received, when his father was the vice president, received $3.5 million from a Russian billionaire, actually the wife of the mayor of Moscow, who became a billionaire by getting city contracts when her husband was the mayor of Moscow, kind of a traditional way to get rich. And so that's something that's just absolutely completely new. Another thing that's interesting is that, you know, Democrats have said that this report and this information gathered by Senator Ron Johnson, Senator Charles Grassley, is Russian disinformation. And they point out that the whole report is based on U.S. sources, U.S. government officials, financial records. It's not based on some, you know, Russian spies whispering to the committee. It's based on actual evidence.
Now, you have been very busy on Twitter this morning. One of the things you tweeted out earlier, it's a job, hey. One of the things you tweeted out earlier, which I find very interesting, was your observation that the new Washington Post poll of likely voters in Florida and Arizona shows the president in much better shape than the other polls do. It shows him up by 4 in Florida, up by 1 in Arizona. What are the implications of this?
Well, it's one of these polls you have to see. Is it an early indication of something that's happening? Is it an outlier? I don't know. But, you know, the polls in Florida had shown the race getting very close. They showed Joe Biden leading by 8 points back in July, but pretty much dead even now. And I think the Post poll goes beyond that, has him leading by has President Trump leading by 4 points, 51-47. Everybody should know this is among likely voters. When you get close to the election, pollsters try to screen likely voters, find people who have voted before and who meet the criteria, the kind of people who will actually vote. In Arizona, the Real Clear Politics average of polls has Joe Biden leading by 5 points, and this poll has President Trump leading by 1 point. In other words, essentially even. So that would, if that's true, that's a big improvement for President Trump in recent weeks.
Now you got a really important Senate race here with Martha McSally versus Mark Kelly.
Well, that's a really interesting one there because, you know, a lot of polls and commentators have kind of counted McSally out. You know, she's just dead in the water. And indeed, Mark Kelly, the Democrat, has been leading in the Real Clear Politics average of polls probably 6 or 7 points. I mean, a lot of. A big lead, and this poll shows Kelly with a 1-point lead over McSally, 49-48.
Wow.
Again, dead even, which would be a huge improvement for McSally from recent weeks.
The book is Obsession, Inside the Washington Establishment's Never-Ending War on Trump. You read this, and you really get a good sense of how this has been a full frontal assault on his president, on his cabinet, his administration. Again, you look at any other politician, Byron, and maybe they would have gone down in flames. This guy's a little bit different when he addresses these kinds of threats.
Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi kind of helped me frame the book. Go back to December of 2019, not even a year ago. House Democrats were rushing. They were racing to impeach the president before Christmas. And a reporter asked Nancy Pelosi, what's the hurry here? What's the rush? And she said, there is no rush. This has been going on for 2.5 years since Mueller. And a lot of Republicans really took note. They said, wow, she finally came out and said it. This impeachment we're talking about, it's not about Ukraine. It's not about a phone call. It is a continuation of a long effort to remove President Trump from office. And that's what the book is about, which is this long effort, beginning with the roots of it all with James Comey and the FBI and Robert Mueller and the special counsel investigation, morphing into the Ukraine investigation on Capitol Hill. This whole long course, that's what the book is about.
Now, there is a rather bizarre moment happening now in politics as well, if I might note, and that is that Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and others in power in the Democrat Party are saying that they're in favor of impeaching the president if he actually does the job required of him in the Constitution and names a potential new Supreme Court justice.
That is just really bizarre. I mean, I've had trouble getting my head around that one. The idea is somehow that obviously there's a Supreme Court vacancy. The Senate would confirm or not confirm the president's nominee, and the House would impeach the president again to distract the Senate and keep it away from handling the court nomination, which, I mean, first of all, they've already impeached him less than a year ago. Do they want to do two in the course of 1 year? That would certainly set a record.
They never said they wouldn't. I mean, last year, Byron, they said, well, we might go back at it again.
Remember, though, when they impeached the president in late December of 2019, Nancy, you know, the tradition is that you're in the House, you march those articles over to the Senate and present them to the Senate to hold the president on trial. And Pelosi didn't do that. She held on to them for weeks. She said she wanted to make sure that there was a fair trial in the Senate, and she held the articles of impeachment. So clearly, it wasn't an urgent matter then. Not sure why, under this scenario, the Senate would drop everything it was doing if the House impeached the president again. And by the way, even with Democrats rushing to do it, it took weeks to do, months to do. In 2019, the idea that you could, you know, do it day after tomorrow is just crazy.
Great book, Obsession: Inside the Washington Establishment's Never-Ending War on Trump. Byron York, thanks for joining us this morning, Byron.
Thank you, folks.
All right, take care. Have a good day.